Hello and welcome to Glorious Living. I'm so glad you're watching today because today on Glorious Living, we're going to learn how to turn your passions into purpose. Hey, I'm Kathy DuPlantis, and I'm so glad you're joining me today. I have Chrissy as well with me in the studio.
Yes, ma'am. Always so great to celebrate what Jesus is doing all throughout the world and in this ministry. And you know, Miss Kathy, we have purpose in Jesus.
That's so good. Mm-hmm. And I love the fact that this program is purpose-oriented. Mm-hmm. We want everybody to know that they can live a glorious life.
That's right.
You know, the enemy comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And I often say this scripture, John 10:10, but Jesus said, I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. And I think that describes a glorious life.
It is, and that's what we do here at the ministry each and every day. New content for you to feast on, the Word of God, and to learn and grow with us. I have a great testimony from Instagram.
Oh, good.
Because you know, we're on Instagram, we're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, we're on TikTok, we're on everything.
All available voices.
Really, we are. And this person from Instagram said, I just wanted to say thank you, Jesse DuPlantis Ministries. I've been watching on YouTube and now Instagram. I love hearing all of your nuggets of wisdom and insight. You are such a blessing. I've also ordered a couple of books from your ministry, and I'm looking forward to reading them. Have a beautiful, blessed day in the name of Jesus, and may our Father in heaven continue to bless you so that you can continue to bless others. That's so great. And you know, Miss Kathy, we have a team of people that they seek to bless others every day. That's our job here. What a great job to have.
It is a great job. Mm-hmm. And today, we have one of our employees that y'all are going to meet for the very first time. We're so excited to welcome Marissa Williams to Studio C. Marissa is an integral part of our JDM Creative Media Department and has worked at the ministry for over 4 years. She uses her many talents in media to serve our social media platforms, television broadcasts, Voice of the Covenant magazines, and so much more. And Marissa is here with us today to share how divine intervention led her to work at the ministry and to encourage everyone to turn their passion into purpose. Thank you, Marissa, for being here.
Thanks for having me. Yes. We've been trying to get you on studio, so we finally got you here to share what God's done in your life. So it's so excited. You're not behind the camera, but you're here in front of the camera now.
Exactly. Yeah. That's a first. I'm excited. I'm very excited. Thanks for having me.
Uh-huh. And I've been looking forward to it, too, because I know how important what you do is. And I see how you, I mean, they've even had a camera. You're going around taking photos. I mean, you step in. You came in here so gifted and so qualified, mm-hmm. and you've been such an integral, such an important part of the team, and we just love you. Everybody just loves you.
Thank you. I love
you. And I can tell you enjoy what you do.
Yes, she does. I love it.
It's a calling.
Very much. Since a small age, it's been a calling.
Tell me about
that. It's just progressed and progressed.
Yeah. And I know your dad was a big part of that when you were following him around. Share a little bit about that. Always with him taking pictures and things.
Exactly. Not too long ago, my mom actually cleaned out her storage and we came across a photo of little me holding the camera. Huge in my hand. He was the photographer in the family. He went around, whether it was events, just taking photos. It was one of those things he did. And being daddy's girl, I would follow him. And from there, I learned to do everything that I'm technically doing now. And I love that from then.
So you got that passion for the purpose that God had for your life early on as a child.
Yes, it started from there. Then around preteen, at the church I was in, I'm working media ministry, helping with things like that. Mm-hmm. I love that. And media classes at school, everything just progressed until where I'm at today.
Yeah. That's so good. And so often, a lot of our guests, when we talk about what they're doing now, God placed that in their heart. So at a young age, you realize this is something I might want to do as a career, correct?
Exactly. You don't think of it then, but looking back now, I'm like, all these little things added up and turned into something that I love and I get made a career out of. Uh-huh. So that's a blessing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, like they often say that if you love what you do, you're never really going to work.
Exactly.
We talked about that.
It's not really work because you just love doing it. And, you know, you brought that zeal and that passion when you came here. I mean, I know we have had a great team, but when you came, I felt like it jumped to another level.
The gifts that you brought in,
we started being able to implement more things and things that you had learned. So when God brings in all these different gifts and talents into the ministry, and together y'all are able to do images and present the gospel in a way that captures people's attention. Mm-hmm. And that's what it's all about.
That's right.
You know, his methods, the message is the same, but the methods change over the years. Mm-hmm. And we're utilizing that because people all over the world need to hear the good news about Jesus, mm-hmm. that he came and he lived a sinless life, that he died on the cross for our sins, and then he rose again. And because of that, we can all live a wonderful, overcoming, glorious life mm-hmm. right here on earth today.
It's so exactly. good. And one of those things when Marissa came in was TikTok. We said, we want to get on TikTok. And you were a big part of that. Share a little bit about that when we said, Marissa, can you help us with that? So you're the one behind the TikTok, really.
Yes, I'm behind the TikToks helping. It's a team of us. But yeah, getting it up and getting those scheduled. That was completely different. It was a new thing, like I said. But I love that. Y'all always open here about learning new things and getting a part of various things to reach different people. Mm-hmm. TikTok was a major blessing in reaching a different audience.
Yeah, in fact, I remember when George, he's been on the program, George Gomez, who's over that department, several departments, but he said, you know, it's kind of like the Wild West. You know, we don't have a whole lot of control over it. I said, let's do it.
Yeah.
Because that's what we're called to do. I know sometimes you can't control comments and everything, but we don't mm-hmm. have to control them. We just have to get the message out.
That's
right. It's not
exactly.
how it, sometimes it's not received the way we put it out there, but it's reaching some people, maybe not everybody.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But we're getting a lot of great comments for people, and it continues to grow. The viewership, how do you call it, the followers, mm-hmm. And TikTok keeps growing. So
especially mm-hmm. at a time where people today just have such a short attention span.
Yeah.
So that helps. Well, we break down clips, and okay, we have Miss Kathy, the boss, getting it right in, a quick nugget that's reaching people. They can get this message and know that, okay, Jesus loves you. We're reaching them at their level versus mm-hmm. coming into church for an hour and 30-minute service. Some people you won't reach like that, but
that's true.
Through
exactly.
social media and everywhere, we're able to reach the masses.
And even just taking those messages, you're hearing them each and every day. Mm-hmm. And the clips, because you help pick those clips as well.
Yes.
And just mm-hmm. having that right word at the right time for a younger generation. It's so important for our young generation, don't you think, to have
exactly.
those quick little snippets?
Yes. People need to hear things, and you never know what they need to hear at the time.
Mm-hmm.
When they, you know, come across a clip, you just, you never know, like, oh, I needed to hear this right in this moment. And then that leads to, who is this? Let me learn more about the person behind the TikTok. And this is just a different way to teach Jesus, get mm-hmm. people to come to salvation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
Exactly.
Reaching people, changing lives, one soul at a time. On TikTok. Go check that out. It's great. It really is.
Yeah. It's so great to know that God has all, and tell them what platform's coming up next. And we're always improving our outreach. And I get reports every week on the amount of followers, the mm-hmm. amount of engagements that we have. And I'm always so thankful and so blessed that that number keeps climbing and growing. Mm-hmm. We're not shrinking back. We're doing more. And we're able to do more because we have a team of people like Marissa and, mm-hmm. of course, Chrissy and mm-hmm. different ones that y'all don't see always that are behind the scenes that have the same passion and the same drive,
yes.
the same purpose to go out into the highways and the byways, whatever those methods are now. The highway, Jesus told us to do that. And one of those highways and byways is social media, the TikTok.
Information superhighway.
Information.
Yeah.
It's going full speed ahead. It's like a...
It really is. Every day, daily content. And, you know, when we were chatting a little bit, Marissa, I was so inspired by your story because you were on the brink of literally changing the whole trajectory of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Because you were feeling a little defeated, but then there was a divine intervention and JDM showed up. Can you share a little bit about that?
Yeah, so it was back in 2020, year of COVID, right before I went to school, I went to Tulane. I'm just thinking I would do things the right way, kept working in my field, but afterwards life, you know, takes its turn. So things wasn't panning out as much, doing various interviews and mm-hmm. people would say at the time it felt wasting my time.
Mm-hmm.
But it turned out I was needed to be here. This was where everything was leading me to.
Mm-hmm.
So at a time, I was planning to move to California by my auntie.
Mm-hmm.
I was going there, but COVID shut everything down. During those time, I received an email
mm-hmm.
from a member of Team JDM saying, you have the skills. Would you mind applying? Would you like to apply? I'm nervous. I'm at my wit's end at this point. I'm doubting myself, but I'm like, let me take a chance and just fill out the application.
Mm-hmm.
Just put the work in. I'm talking with mom. His mom is in Destrehan. I'm going to get from Destrehan to Gretna. You know, all these little versions of self-doubt comes in, creeps in. But she talked me up, built me up. You have to have that encouraging person in your ear, and that's mom's.
So mom thought it was a good idea.
Yes, she thought it was a great
Thank
idea.
Thank you, mama.
She didn't want her baby going to California,
yeah,
even though
exactly.
auntie was there. That's not the
it's
same
not
thing.
It's not mama, though.
It's not mama.
So
that's awesome.
From there, I went, put in the application. I heard right back, came in, do the interview. If walking, driving in, I had a memory that I remember being here at one given time.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It was being close with Mom, the part of the church we are part of, mm-hmm. had the Sisters by Faith ministry.
Yeah.
They visited a Glorious.
Oh, yeah.
And shout I came out with Glorious conference coming up.
So I came as a preteen here. Yeah. Yeah, I was about 12 years old.
Preteen.
And it was here. So I'm walking through it. I remember, like, okay, I remember the area. And we're going. So we do the interview. I'm nervous.
Yeah.
I'm talking. I'm going. But I feel at peace as well. Mm-hmm. Just hearing from George and the others I interviewed with, it just felt like home. It was so easy breezy. So from there, I leave and I'm calling Mom on the way. I'm excited. Everything went well. She's like, okay, if it's meant to be, it'll be. Mm-hmm. Within, I want to say, a matter of a day, I was called and told, the position is yours.
What a story.
And we're so happy about
and
that.
And since then, life has been a blessing. It's truly changed.
Yeah.
And I'm where I'm supposed to be. There was so many little things that ties into reassurance that I'm just grateful.
Mm-hmm. That's so good.
And I know you've made a lot of new relationships since you've been here. You're a great part of the team. Y'all seem to have fun.
Yes.
And in that department and in the creative media department.
Oh, that's mm-hmm. that department. I'm not going to say, look, all the departments are amazing. But when I come down to the creative media department, it's always celebrating each other, too. Mm-hmm. I love that, you know, the leadership there. Margie's so awesome as the leader.
She's been on the Glorious Living several times.
Yes, go back after this and check out Margie, her stuff. Yeah, she's so awesome. And just walking in, the whole atmosphere shifts. There's an mm-hmm. excitement, like you said. Like, there's a willingness to try something new when you walk in that department. Everybody is so on board. Mm-hmm. I could come in and say, hey, listen, we're launching a book. TikTok.
Sister Kathy's giving us another big project. I'm always throwing new things down there, and they come across, and it's always
really
so beautiful.
Is.
And sometimes when I get the projects, usually I work directly with Margie, mm-hmm. but I'll see them. I don't know who in the team worked with it, but sometimes it's not quite right. I said, it's not perfect. It's beautiful, but it's not perfect. So they go back, and they never give me flack.
No.
They never resist. No. They just flow, and then when it comes back, and I know I have a peace in my spirit, like, this is the direction mm-hmm. to go in, because sometimes it's a process.
Yeah.
You make it step at a time, and you think it through. And every step of the way is important. But it's so good to know that we have a team of people that love the Lord and are passionate about just presenting the gospel in the best way possible mm-hmm. with excellence so that we can reach more people, change mm-hmm. more lives. You know, some of our viewers may recognize you because when we had our Glorious conference, I had it on my heart to give a gift on the Friday night and the Saturday morning. Mm-hmm. We had several gifts, but one of the gifts that I purchased personally myself was a Louis Vuitton purse, and I gave away one was planning to give away one on a Friday night and one on a Saturday morning, and mm-hmm. and I was, they were pulling the names. I had nothing mm-hmm. to do with that part.
I had something to do with it. You can thank me.
Yes. So, and the number, they just like pulled the number, and Marissa had the winning ticket for that, and she got a beautiful Louis Vuitton purse.
I was so excited when I saw your name, because the first night you actually won, you were just blessed.
It was,
the whole conference.
Oh, that's right.
She mm-hmm. won the Simply Put Prayer Bowl.
The beautiful Prayer Bowl.
That yes. Carrie and Tammy put together for us. So, mm-hmm. and I want to say that I was like, oh, Marissa, Team JDM, yeah, let's do mm-hmm. this. And then that purse, that
the
was a purse. Hot commodity.
The Saturday
though.
Morning.
The ladies.
Everybody wanted it. The
wanted
fun fact
it.
About that, I'm, like you said, behind the cameras doing different things. I'm
yeah.
in service filming,
yeah.
but we also have numbers. So I'm holding the phone in one hand, mm-hmm. looking at the ticket. I'm shocked. It's me.
Well, you know, usually when we have giveaways, it doesn't really involve the team because they're like looking for something in the purse and everybody
yeah,
in the back is
right.
Working and they're not available. But I had said, let's do it different this year. Let's have ticket numbers. And I want all the staff, they work so hard. Let them be a part of it, you know, to just have an opportunity. And that was the Spirit of God leading me for that. And I was so blessed when you came up and mm-hmm. and you received that bag. And I think it was, they call it a never full because it's just like a big open
bag.
Kind of a tote bag. And I don't know if you'd ever seen them before, if you ever had a desire for those before.
Yeah, Mom actually has one, and
Hallelujah.
She wanted mine. No, there's no sharing now. Because normally I would borrow her purses, her various accessories. She
yeah.
loves fashion and everything like that. But I'm like, look, I won one from Miss Kathy.
Oh.
I have my own. I'm fashioning.
I was so excited when you came up. And, you know, I'm happy you did change that method, Miss Kathy, mm-hmm. because before when we did the what's in your purse, you'd have to run up to the front. Well, the year prior, some of these ladies,
I was I was concerned.
But I was impressed.
I was concerned they'd be hitting the platform and they'd crash into each other.
We had a few. I was like, listen.
And it's not fair for the ones with the high heels. They can't run as fast. So the ones who really aren't as mobile, they don't have the opportunity to experience the gift, the receiving the gift.
And
so
you know, if
this was a good plan. Maybe we'll do it again at Glorious 2025, which is coming up pretty soon.
Mm-hmm. 7th and 8th.
Wow.
Yes, ma'am. I know that because it's my birthday.
So. Oh, is it? 7th. We'll get to celebrate
what
you
a party,
big time.
Huh? But you're right.
And this theme, I think, for 2025 is about how we are God's glorious treasure. Mm-hmm. So the platform will be decorated with that theme in mind. And we're going to have some more giveaways. Maybe you'll win again.
That's so great. But it was a good idea for the Louis Vuitton not to have them running, because I figured they would have been a stampede for that. But it was so great to see that you won, that the Lord saw the desire of your heart, blessed you with that. And it's just great to work with you, Marissa. You always have a smile on your face. Mm-hmm. And you, like you mentioned, at that conference, you go around and you do the recaps. I work with you a little bit on that after we have our conferences.
What's a recap? People that are watching
don't maybe
really
explain
know.
It to the
what's
audience.
I was just doing a video, gathering photos, snippets, clips of everything to draw people in, to get them to comment, to let them know what you're missing out on.
And is that posted like on social media?
Yeah, right,
posted
right
on
day
social media. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right after the event, we post it on social media just to remind people, to let you know, look, it's different. We're streaming everywhere. You can watch us everywhere, but it's different when you're in the house.
It sure is.
The presence is different. The atmosphere is different. So we just give them a little push to, hey, if you can make it, come on out to Destrehan the next day or whenever it is. Visit us. We would love to see you, hug on you, love on you, things like that.
It's
so the recap
truth.
Video shows, showcases that.
Mm-hmm. And it's so important that people do know when you do come to Covenant Church, when you walk on the grounds, there's such a presence of God, tangible presence of God awaiting you. You feel the love of the Father. You know you're accepted no matter what. It's free of charge. Everyone's welcome. And those recap videos really do that. You strategically take videos and snippets from the message or photographs that encapsulates the whole purpose and plan of the conference itself, which I know when we shared, it was so great that you mentioned that, Miss Kathy, when you say you'll never work a day in your life if you're working and doing your passion. We spoke a little on that. Did you ever think that was possible? Because I know you shared that same feeling when we spoke.
You know, you hear those things like that and you think, oh, you're so young. So we think it's a cliche until you live it. Then it becomes something that's, okay, it's not a cliche. It's real. It's tangible. So as you said, I love what I do. When I wake up in the morning, even though I'm not a morning person, it's a blessing driving in. And the day is not the same because I'm under leadership that allows us to be so different and try out various things like when we went to TikTok.
Yeah.
So that's new. We get to hone our skills and we get to learn new things. It's always a learning experience in here, and that's a blessing. So I get to say that I'm a jack of all trades.
Yeah,
so I get to dabble in various departments and bring things together and test those skills all to what reach people to tell them about Jesus, and that's a blessing. That's working with a purpose. So it has a purpose at the end of the day.
That's so good, and you're probably always learning because the industry's always evolving and always improving because there's always things that every now and then I hear, oh, we used to couldn't edit on this, but now we can. Mm-hmm. Sometimes when you post things, you can't go back and make an adjustment or a change or adapt everything, but that I just heard some of that's changing. I think that's on the YouTube, and we're starting to change some of that for the Sunday morning. But that's new things. So we don't just sit back and say, oh, it's working fine, it's coasting. We're always looking for ways that we can excel and improve. And that's really how it should be in your life
as
well. Don't get settled into just an old way of doing things. Realize that God always has a future for you, always has another purpose for you. Keep growing, keep stretching, because each time you do that, God can show you ways that you can live at a higher level. Not only that will affect your life, but it will impact lives of people all the way around you. You know, so many people, they don't like change. I love change. My husband used to freak out because every time he'd go off on a revival meeting, he'd come back and the house was all rearranged.
I like when you change, though, Miss Kathy, because we get new chairs sometimes.
It just happened this week. We needed chairs in one department. I said, well, let's change things around so they never know when I'm going to do it.
Mm-hmm. So it's fun.
I've changed my office around so many times. Sometimes I'll bring in people to help me. Sometimes I move it myself. So they come in, they say, oh, it looks beautiful. I said, well, don't get used to it. It might look different next time you come.
Exactly.
Because I just love moving things around. I like improving. Sometimes I'm content with, and when I do it, make a change, I'm content with it for a while, but all of a sudden there's something in me that says, something's not right. Yeah. I could do this better or whatever. And that applies on a lot of different levels, not just of the way a room looks. In other areas of my life, the way we do things, we can always be, there's always going to be a way to grow and improve, because you really can't understand that other level of growth until you get to one level.
That's
then
true.
Then you're able to see beyond, like there's a hill. You can't see what's beyond that other hill till you get to the top of that hill. Then you see there's another hill, then another hill. But it's a progress and a process. And so this is what we talked about, our passion and our purpose. It grows. You start somewhere. You started as a child with your daddy's camera.
That's so wonderful.
Now you got your own, probably.
Yes.
You use the JDM someone sometime.
Several.
Right?
Yeah. That's so cool and so just remarkable to see how the Lord has taken you and led you each step of the way. Mm-hmm. And I know that, I want to say it was recently after you began working here, Brother Jesse had a word for you, which really solidified that you were in the right place. Can you share that?
Yes. It was one of the first, my first Sundays actually sitting in service, just enjoying the preaching, and Jesse just walked and praying, prophesying how he does, and I just so happened to be one of those people. And I can't remember exactly what he said, but I know at the end of it, it was also reassuring that, I was meant to, everything that I went through before led me here to this job and that. And I know he said, you're right where you're supposed to be. Mm-hmm. The part of that was a part of it. And yes, me thinking of everything, so everything I went to, the rejections of all these interviews, the little bits of self-doubt that started creeping in about me and my skills and not being good enough and everything else, it was all pieced together in that moment. Yeah. So when I signed and came on, I was like, I'm here where I'm supposed to be. This, he reassured it one Sunday, and since, it's just been a blessing.
Yeah, because many times you're behind the scenes doing social media work, because when we have our Sunday morning services, it's a live post on social media, on Facebook, YouTube, different ones, and people are commenting. So Team JDM is back there reading your prayer requests, maybe putting down the postings of the scripture references, different things to keep people engaged, so that we can make people feel that are watching. Many of them are e-members. They're, like, they're part of the service, because it's so important. God has given us the tool, and we're serious about reaching people, changing lives, one soul at a time. So, you know, I was just thinking about when you're talking about your testimony and how Jesse, my husband, had given you that word. Well, you know, I believe that there's sometimes you're seeking, you're not sure what the direction is for your life, but there were a blockage that was put up for you not to go to California, because God wanted you here. Exactly. And so you think, oh, that's a disappointment, that didn't happen, or this other job you went to, it didn't happen.
That's right.
But it was because God was stopping, closing that door because he was opening another door that he knew you were to walk through.
Yes.
So sometimes we get discouraged and try to interpret what's going on and get frustrated when it seems like a door closes. But sometimes remember that there's a door that closes because God has an even better door for
that's
you to
right.
walk into, that he has for you to walk in, because that's going to be part of the fulfillment. And then you'll get to a place where it's no longer work. It's a joy.
Yes.
It is. And it is a joy. And, you know, we kind of started around the same time. I started in March of 2020. You came a few.
Yeah, in August.
And it's just.
Which is so odd, because that was during COVID and most people were shrinking back, but we were lunging forward. In fact, that was a time where we were increasing our presence more and more through social media, because we weren't able to travel. Mm-hmm. A lot of people were home looking for hope, looking for instruction, looking for inspiration and scriptures to help them to go through the difficulties that they were facing.
Yes.
And so we stretched out, and we're so glad we did.
So that was different. Yeah, you and not staying stagnant, and like you said, trying different things and reaching out, that allowed me to come across you all to be a part of that. So that's always, like I said, a mantra of mine, is to never stay the same, to keep growing, to keep going, evolving, learning. So if you all didn't evolve into, at that time, stepping in more social media, I would never be here. But
true.
It's a blessing when you think about it, the way things all work together and the way it came together. And I was able to come and help and be a part of.
Yeah, not just help, be a big part of leading some things. And too, it's like God brings like people of like precious faith together.
He
brought
us,
because we're all about that same thing, about always growing and increasing. So, you know, it's hard when you have a team of some people want to go forward and the others are just sitting back doing the least amount they can.
Yeah.
But in that department, everybody's front and center.
Yes, front
nobody's dragging in the back. And when you have a whole team of people that are moving to go to forward with the same passion and the same purpose, mm-hmm. I'm telling you, there's nothing that you can't do. There's nothing that's impossible. So you just mm-hmm. approach things in a difficult way. Well, that door didn't open. Well, let's see. God must have a better place. Mm-hmm. He must have something better for us to do.
Amen.
Or an improvement. So I'm excited about what's ahead.
Me too. You know? I'm always ever excited now. And all those things, like I said, it's a testament now because they are true. Mm-hmm. Just keep moving forward. It doesn't matter what it looks like, sound like, or feel like. God has better for us. Mm-hmm. And I'm a living testament of that now. And you hear these things as a kid from, you know, grandparents and mom. But until you get to a stage in life where you live it, it becomes life natural for you. That's when you know. So I'm grateful, thankful. God has led me, showed me, teach me, taught me, and I'm where I'm supposed to be.
Yeah, you sure are.
You are, and your life is going to be an example to those that are viewing today, as also people that you interact in your own personal life that maybe are apart from Jesse DePlantis Ministries, from what we do. And because of that, other people's lives are going to get stirred up. I know that you're probably going to be a mentor to so many other young women and men that have a similar vision. Maybe their nieces, nephews, or just friends that you've met. Maybe people you went to school with. Yeah. Maybe they've gotten frustrated and thinking, oh, what am I going to do? You'll be able to say, don't give up.
Exactly.
God always has a better plan.
And no matter what your talents are, it's much better and more forward to use it for God. That's the blessing. So all those places where I was rejected and things, it's different if I was just working in a marketing firm.
That's so
but
true.
Now I'm working and I'm getting to use my God-given talents to essentially advance the kingdom.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. That's
Come
what
on.
Matters the most.
Amen. That's right. Salvation is the biggest purpose.
Yeah. It's the most important business, if you want to call it industry, the most important job you could do is to work for the Lord.
Oh, wow.
And so everything else is important. We need all of we need the doctors, we need the lawyers, we need the people that work at the grocery store, we need the hairdressers.
We
need the school teachers. But, you know, with the work of thankful, I'm so thankful that the work that God has given us to do really impacts lives in an eternal way. And so the things that you could have done in a marketing team in another place was just day-to-day stuff. But what we're doing day by day is impacting lives for eternity.
Exactly.
So that is so fulfilling for me, and I believe it's the same for you.
It is, and we love it when Team JDM gets to pray for people, and they even give us feedback that you read as well, that they, okay, this changed, and I love coming across this. That's a self-blessing as well. You see, something I worked on helped change somebody else's life. It helped put a smile on their faces. It brought them closer to God. It was something they needed to see within the previous picture, you know, from a design, anything that we did. So that ties in, that reached them where they needed to be reached.
I love that you mentioned that too, because it is such a blessing. As a member of Team JDM, we're all members of Team JDM right here. Your comments bless us so much when you share just how much this ministry has impacted you. It makes that smile grow even greater, and we drive into the grounds knowing that, you know what, we're reaching people, changing lives one soul at a time, and you sharing that just gives us that motivation to keep going full force, all for the glory of God. It's kingdom business.
That's so true. I was just thinking about how I'm sure it blesses you, all those that are watching today, to know that we do care and that we have a team of people that are dedicated to helping you to achieve all that God has provided for you in His Word, so that you can be stirred up, that you can be encouraged and lifted up, because there's so many voices in the world that wants to push you down. Mm-hmm. But every time you tune into JDM, you're going to be lifted up, you're going to be encouraged, you're going to be fed the Word of God, you're going to be prayed for, you're going to be touched in a way that'll change your life forever, because we have an eternal purpose, and that is to reach people and change lives one soul at a time.
Oh, I love that. So
Amen.
Good. An eternal purpose. Hallelujah.
That's so good. And, you know, it's all because, too, I always love to acknowledge our partners. Thank you, partners, because we're the team in front of the camera right now. There's an amazing team behind the camera, and there's a team of people all over the world that are our beautiful partners that help us to do what we do. So thank you, partners, for doing that. And you're so faithful, and it helps us to continue to spread the good news, use every available voice, continue to expand our outreach. And if you're not a partner you'd like to be, you can use the information that's on the screen, different ways that you can give. You can go to jdm.org, use PayPal, text to give, or select giving on the JDM app, or you can mail in your donation any way that's convenient for you. Just know that when you give, you're giving into good soil,
yes.
and you're able, you can receive a harvest on that as well. But not just that, you're reaching people, changing lives. We're doing it together, one soul at a time.
Amen and amen.
That's so wonderful.
Ooh, we love our partners.
Amen.
This is great.
Thank you, Marissa. It's been so fun having you on the couch.
I know, Marissa. I have so much fun with you behind the scenes and now sharing it for the world to see. I know that the joy of the Lord is contagious and they're going to be smiling all day watching you smile.
Thanks for having me. It's so different. I love it. I like it.
Oh, good. I'm so glad. And, you know, I think a lot of people's lives are going to be changed because they know that behind the scenes, we have people that care,
mm-hmm.
that really care about your lives, that care about what you're going through. So remember to always share. Give us your comments, your mm-hmm. praise reports or prayer requests,
yes.
because we have a team of people that are dedicated to serving you and helping you to achieve your purpose in life. Amen?
Amen.
So thank you again, and thank you so much for watching today. I believe that you've been blessed and encouraged. I pray that you'll join me next week right here in Studio C for another Glorious Living. Until then, God bless you.
You can broadcast the wonderful works of God right where you are. We have been entrusted to see to it that this message gets communicated to everyone, everywhere. You could be the one that changes somebody's life. You may not change thousands, but if you change one, that's all that counts.
Kathy Duplantis's Glorious, a conference for women, March 7th and 8th, 2025.